Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. So let me tell you what's happening today. I have a pre-recorded interview with Yair Levy. He is an Israeli composer, singer, and he has recorded some wonderful music, and you're going to love it. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. This next song was recorded with Yair Levy and Joshua Aaron, and it's called Home.
לאן אפנה רחום וחנון, לאן אפנה אל ארצי אני את ליבי אהובה שלי רק עכשיו בלי תוכניות ודמיונות בלי עבר וצלקות אליה 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 Find rest for my soul. Where shall I go? Searching for my land, the longing of my heart, my love ever grows. Here and now, running forward to the past, to you, with everything I have, to you, to you, to you. Thank you.
This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I'm just a nice Jewish girl who discovered the truth about her Messiah back in 1976. And what happened next? No, I didn't convert to another religion. I'm more Jewish than ever. As a matter of fact, Jesus, or Yeshua, made me kosher. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Here's more music from Yair Levy.
בן שלי, הבני, אני עושה הכל, לפעמים לאמא אין כבר קור. ענני, העונה בית רצון. בן שלי, אנא סלח לי, אני רוצה לצעוק, עד שיפתח הים, והוא יעננו, העונה בית צרות. זוכר את אבא מגה אצלך מדהים, תראה אותי זועקת מול האנשים, קוראת לך הביתה, בוא הביתה. תפילת האימא, תפילת האבות, תפילה בכחול ולבן, תשמע אותי קוראת, בוא הביתה. כי חיכינו כבר שעות, ימים ולילות, בוא הביתה. אלוהיך ענני, השבר הוא גדול, אוסף את כל סימן ואור, ובלילות הלב שלי סופר דקות. בן האהוב תראני, תפילת לאה עולה, כל נשימה שלי לך, ובאמונה גדולה פתח שער בעת נעילה. באור פניך מאז אנחנו הולכים, עד שתחזור עד כלות הימים. קוראת לך הביתה, בוא הביתה. תפילת האימא, תפילת האבות, תפילה בכחול ולבן, תשמע אותי קורא, בוא הביתה. כי חיכינו כבר שעות, ימים ולילות, הביתה. אז בוא הביתה, תפילת האימא, תפילת אבות, תפילה בכחול ולבן, תשמע אותי קורא, בוא הביתה.
Well, that was a beautiful song, and of course you noticed that it was all in Hebrew, so I would like to give you the translation of that. It's actually called Leah's Prayer in English, and let me see, here is the translation. Son, understand me. I do it all. But sometimes your mother has no voice left. Answer me, who responds at time of mercy. My son, please forgive me. I want to scream until the sea opens, and he will answer. He will answer me in troubled time. Do you remember, Father, ironing your uniform? Look at me now, screaming in front of these people. I'm calling you to come home, come home. A mother's prayer, a father's prayer, a prayer in blue and white. Hear me calling, come home. Because we've been waiting for hours, days, and nights. So come home. My merciful God, the break is so great. I collect every cue and every sign, and at night my heart counts the minutes. Beloved son, look at me. Leah's prayer rises up. My every breath goes out to you. And with immense belief, it opens the locked gate. In the light of your face, ever since we are going, until you come back, until the end of time. Wow, that is very heavy. I hope you're enjoying this music. I only have one or two more songs to share from Yair, but I know you're going to love it. And right now, let's hear from one of my sponsors, Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. I'm sure many of you remember Shai Sol, a beautiful, talented Israeli singer. She sings with the group Mekedem, and she joins Yair on this next song called Refana. Okay, I did some research about this song, and it is a prayer for healing. It says here, this prayer, according to the Jewish faith, is considered to have special virtues. Refana, please heal. a prayer Moses pleaded for his sister Miriam, who had leprosy and recovered because of these prayers. And so the lyrics are, O God, heal her now, I beseech thee, heal her now. Then we will be strengthened and healed. Then we will be strengthened and healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. But while we're on the subject of healing, if you have a prayer request, will you please write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I love to pray for people. I believe that God still performs miracles and that He still heals. And so if you have a special prayer request, please share it with me. You're welcome to put it on my Bagels and Blessings Facebook page, and others can see it and they can pray also. But if you want to just tell me privately, either send me a message through Facebook on Bagels and Blessings page, or send me an email. Again, it's bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, and I really do believe in the power of prayer. All right, well, that's all I have from Yair Levy directly. In a little while, we're going to listen to an interview I did with him. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to feature more music from Israel. And since we just listened to this beautiful song with Shai Sol, I'm going to play another song from Makedem, and this is also features Shai Sol.
Thank you.
And that beautiful song is, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Praise the Lord. Alrighty. Beautiful song. Again, Chasdei Adonai. And that's from the group Makedem, featuring the voice of Shai Sol. And this is Ethel Chadwick. Stay tuned for an interview with Yair Levy. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. When I think of artists from Israel, I also think about Barry and Batya Siegel. They have recorded so many wonderful songs. One of my favorites is Ma Navu. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him bringing good news. Hallelujah. Well, speaking of good news, we all love to hear good news. You've been hearing me pray about the horse Norman that was involved in an accident in front of my house. I'm happy to report that Norman is now back from Cornell Hospital. He's home, he's recuperating. He has a long road ahead of him, but he is going to be just fine. So thank you for your prayers, because God hears our prayers for humans and for animals. Next up, a quick word about Bagels and Blessings from Earl Schillinger, and after, I will air my interview with Yair Levy.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Yair Levy, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I've been enjoying your music very much.
Thank you so much.
Tell me something. Have you always been singing and writing music, or did you learn to write and sing later in life?
So, actually, I had a band when I was 16, and as all the Israelis, I went to the army, to the IDF when I was 18, and then it became with 3 years, and then I just signed for more and more years, and after 8 years, I decided to, when I became a captain in elite unit, and I was the combat, I decided to go back to fulfill my dream and to try to bring my faith, my belief, to try to bring peace through my music. And I came back to fulfill my dream to be a musician. And in age, I think 28, I just started to release a new song again.
Wonderful. And you've collaborated with some people that I know, like Joshua Aaron and Shai Saul. And how did you meet them?
So it's really a funny story, because Shai Saul, she's my neighbor. And actually, I didn't know about the beginning. I didn't know all of her story, and that she had like a very special career all over the world with Mikedem and everything. I just knew that she had like a wonderful voice, and I really love her personally. So I just, when I composed the song Refana, I just felt like she needed to sing with me, so I called her, and it was kind of a magic, because I just sent her the composition, and she sent me back her singing on the song, and I was shocked how much it was beautiful. And I decided to do this with her, and I'm really happy about it.
Fantastic.
About this decision.
And how did you meet Joshua Aaron?
So after we released the Rafana song, it became like a very spread all over the world, and we get so many cover versions, and I started to get so many messages from people all over the world, believers and evangelists and a lot of people. So I just heard that there is like a big singer in Israel that maybe know how it's work. So I just made him a phone call and told him like, hey, can you explain me what is going on around me right now? Something like this. It was really funny. And it was so nice, and we very fast we became a very good friends, and he started to share with me his story and why he decided to come back to Israel after his mother left Israel, and that he all the time remember his grandma telling him, don't forget that you are a Jewish and you need to come back to Israel. And when he told me this fact about him, I was so moved, and I just composed the song Home. And it was on Friday, and I'm keeping Shabbat, so it was a couple of hours before Shabbat, and I decided to call him back and to tell him, look, I have to show you what's happened after our conversation. And I just played to him, and he was amazed, and he told me, wow, it's so beautiful, and we keep on composing it together by Zoom. And he wrote a couple of verse in the song, and about the things that his grandma told him, like you can see in the song Home, there's a couple of sentences that said, she said it's more than just a nation, your fate on a new elevation. So this is talking about his grandma.
Wow.
For me, it was, yeah. Not a lot of people know it, but it's very personal song of Joshua about his story and how he decided to come back to Israel because of all of this. And yeah, this is your home, boy, this is your home. And then he said, I said it's my destination. This place is calling me, come back again. This is what he understood from his grandma. So it was really funny because when we talked, I just told him, I don't know, I'm not really good in English, but I feel like, and he decided to write this word. And it's amazing for me to collaborate with a great singer like Joshua and in such a personal issue, message that you want to bring.
Right. So what message do you want to get across to people in your music?
So first, I'm a Levi. I'm from the tribe Levi. So I try to, in my new project called the Refana Project, to collaborate with anyone. Okay, with any faith, with any place in the world, because I feel that as Levi, you know, the Levis, we used to play in the temple. We used to play songs from Psalms, from the Bible. So I have like kind of a vision that I really, I hope and I pray every day that as soon as we can, we will come all together with all the faiths and anyone with his belief, we will come to Jerusalem and we will pray together for our God. So this is something that I really wanna and I pray to bring from my new album, and that's why it was so important for me to collaborate in this album with anyone anyone with any faith. When I just released Refana, I was shocked how much music can connect between people, and for me it's like to bring the Geulah, the Messiah. It's like a small step that each one of us can do. If I'm a musician, so I'm trying to do it by music, and anyone can do it in his own field.
It sounds to me, Yair, like God is using you as a bridge, to bridge people from all faiths to come together to worship the Lord, to express his love for us and our love for him. But I see you in that role. I see you as someone who is a bridge.
Wow. First, thank you so much. This is what I pray every day to have the power and the skills to do the right thing and to try to collaborate from a deep place with people, and not to judge and not to say, you know, not to put people in a box, like to believe that any one of us have a soul, and to try to look only inside. And this is what I try to do, actually, I'm praying every day to succeed, because you know we're all human. I'm not an angel or something. I'm like anyone.
Aw, but you're also very humble. I can see that, and you know, and I can see that God will use you. Your music has a way of touching people, even you know when words don't touch people. You can't get through to people with words sometimes, but you can get through to them with music. There's just something about music. Maybe it just goes back to King David, who was so into music, and you know his music touched people. I remember it was important for King Saul. He was moved by David's playing, and you know, so music has an important function, and God is using you in that way.
I think that this is a lot of people asking me, you know, if they, when they, would they have like, they feel that they know that they are good with music, so they ask me if it's a good decision to work on music, because it's really hard to work, that this is, will be your work. It's really hard, but I'm all the time telling to people that asking me about it, I'm telling them that every one of us got something, and if you want, fulfill your mission here in this world. So, in my belief, you will come back to do it again. So I feel that if you have a skill, you have to focus on your skills and to go with it. So, for me, when I just quit the IDF, I just decided to release really fast my first album, and I learned a lot from the first album about ego, about what is to use music to do good things in the world, and what is to get your music to I don't know, just for yourself, you know, for your ego and everything. So I learned a lot from the first album, and I learned a lot, and I decided to do my second album much different, and to focus on good things that I want to do with my music. I have to say that I just released a new song. I don't know if you heard about the Golden Family, that their boy was kidnapped in Gaza in a Tzuk Eitan operation. It was in 2014, and I was there too as a captain. And for 7 years he didn't come back. So they asked me to compose and to write from them a song. And now when there is a negotiation, you know, about bring our brothers back from Gaza, they asked me, please.
Hello?
Yes, to release a different... to release a different song, so... You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You hear me?
Yeah.
So I said that I had a different plans to release a different songs. But I decided to stop everything and to release their song because it's really important for this situation. And I see that they are so happy, and the people very appreciated this, that I did it. Because when you trying to do with your music good things, so you feel better, you feel good. You feel that there is a mission here. It's not only about you. And for me, it's work.
Wow. Well, you know, I've heard a few of your songs, and I think they are definitely anointed, and I think the Lord is going to use you to bless a lot of people. I'm just, I'm sure your family is proud of you, because I'm proud of you.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Yair, how would you like us to be praying for you?
Wow. I don't know. What do you think?
Well,
Tough question.
Finances, good health. I don't know. What do you need?
I think that health and happiness. It's the only thing that we eventually we we all pray for health and for to be happy with what we have and to be thankful.
Amen. One last question. For people that want to find your music, is there a website or is there a place we can direct them to find your music?
I have a website. It's Yair Levy Music, Levy with I, yairlevymusic.com. And there is like a YouTube channel, Yair Levy Music, and Bandcamp, everything I have. Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you want to find, you can find me. And I want to thank first to you and to all the people that are listening to me right now for the opportunity to speak. I have to say that year before this interview, I couldn't believe that I would speak in English to people out of Israel. You know, it's for me is a kind of American. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity.
Well, you're welcome. I think your English is great.
I work on this, yeah. Aww.
Well, Yair, thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest on Bagels and Blessings. And may the Lord continue to use you and to bless you and to give you more songs and words. And I'm very excited to know you, and I hope to hear more from you in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. And actually, we're playing like a tour in America in the summer. So maybe we can meet or we can speak about it later.
Oh, we can meet. That's exciting. Yeah, we'll have to find out more about that. That's great.
Yeah. So we will speak about it.
So I guess
it's gonna be great.
I guess for now we'll say lehitraot, right?
Yeah, lehitraot, shalom. You know, shalom. This is the most important word.
Yes.
We're praying all the time for shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Now, did I get it right? Lehitraot. Does that mean like till we meet again?
Yeah. Exactly.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Yair, and God bless you.
Thank
and we
you.
Will talk again soon. I hope.
Amen. We will.
All thank right.
You.
Shalom, shalom.
Bye-bye.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Yair Levy. And we certainly have time for more music. So I think I am going to pick something from Sarah Lieberman. She's also from Israel, and I absolutely love her music.
Your presence is all I need. Your spirit, God, to walk with me. I surrender at your feet. All I am, I give to you, my King. All of me, for all of you, I give all to gain all of you. Your presence is all I seek. Your oil, God, upon me. I surrender at your feet. All I am, I give to you, my King. All of me, for all of you, I give all of me to gain all of you. So come, Holy Spirit,
Shalom, this is Sarah Lieberman, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
That beautiful song was called The Great Exchange, Sarah Lieberman. I think it's so beautiful. Well, if I'm featuring music from Israel, I have to include another song with Joshua Aaron. This is called Hallelujah, and it's becoming one of my favorites. This is Ancient Gates from Avner and Rachel Bosky, and I love this music. ¶¶
Adonai panavalecha vikunecha Yes Adonai panavalecha
V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.